由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome once again to this broadcast.
在这里再次欢迎你收听《天路导向》。
We are glad that you tuned in.
我们很开心你能够收听《天路导向》，并且收听我们这个很特别的系列信息，是叫做《赞美的诗篇》。
Before I begin by asking you a question, let's listen to Psalm 8.
咁样喺今日嘅信息开始之前呢，让我哋一齐去睇下诗篇嘅第八篇，系诗篇嘅第八篇。如果你有圣经嘅话，请你亦都翻开呢一篇嘅诗篇，咁喺度让我哋一齐读出。耶和华我哋嘅主啊，你嘅名喺全地何其美！你将你嘅荣耀彰显于天，你因为敌人的缘故，就从婴孩和饮奶的口里面建立了能力，让到仇敌和报仇的都是闭口无言。我观看你的指头所造的天，并且你所陈设的月亮星宿，就说到了，人算什么呢？你竟然顾念他？世人算什么啊？你竟然眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点，并且赐他荣耀和尊贵作为冠冕。你派他管理你手所做的，让到万物，就是一切的牛羊啊，田野的野兽，空中的雀仔，海里面的鱼，凡行海的路的，都是伏在他的脚下面。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
Now I can ask you that question.
好，听完诗篇第八篇之后，让我问你一条的问题。
Are you in the middle of a spiritual struggle right now?
你是不是正是处在属灵的挣扎当中呢？
Did you know that you can have victory in your spiritual battle?
你知唔知道你完全可以喺属灵之间嘅争战系获得胜利呢？
I want to tell you today that there is power in the majestic name of the Lord God.
喺今日，我就想话俾你听咧，其实上帝嘅名字系大有能力噶。
And you and I have that name.
而你同埋我都可以依靠呢一个大有能力嘅名字。
We have that power of the name that's above every name。
我哋知道呢一个上帝嘅名字系超乎万名之上，我哋可以靠住佢得着能力。
If you are joining this broadcast for the first time，
如果你系第一次收听我哋嘅节目嘅话
，We have just begun a series of messages from the Psalms。
我们分享的这一个的系列信息是叫做赞美的诗篇。
Last time we talked about the great spiritual victory of David over Goliath.
在上一讲当中，我们就讲过大卫在对哥利亚那一场的属灵争战里面的伟大胜利。
You can have the same victory over the giants in your life today.
而今日我哋讲紧嘅系，你都可以同样战胜你人生当中嘅巨人。
But the question is how to slay the giants in your life.
但系个问题系，究竟点样去消灭呢一啲嘅巨人呢
？Remember in Psalm 8 verse 1, David cries out.
嗱，我哋可以记住喺诗篇第八篇第一节里面，大卫咁样欢呼嘅。
O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
他说耶和华我们的上帝啊，你的名字在全地何其美。
David insisted on going out only in the name of God.
大卫坚持只是靠着上主的名字去征战。
And in the power of God.
并且是单单依靠上帝的能力。
King Saul felt sorry for David.
当时呢，扫罗就觉得大卫好可怜。
So he tried to give him his armor.
于是他就将自己的盔甲就借给大卫着啦。
And you know what happened?
诶，你知唔知发生咗啲咩事呢？
David could not walk.
就系大卫着咗嗰几件盔甲之后，佢行唔喐啊。
He had to take it off.
佢就只好将啲盔甲除咗佢啦。
I truly believe that if David had gone out in Saul's armor,
我好肯定咁样相信，如果大卫真系着咗嗰件扫罗嘅盔甲咁重去打仗嘅话
，he would have been killed.
佢就一定会被哥利亚打死。
But he didn't.
但系大卫冇咁样做噃。
He wanted to go out with proven methods of warfare.
我哋见到大卫系带住必胜嘅武器去打仗嘅。
And when you face spiritual battles,
而当我哋面对属灵嘅征战嘅时候
，the only thing that is going to work，
唯一能够帮助我哋嘅
，is the proven methods of warfare，
就系呢一样必胜嘅武器。
And they are prayer and fasting and the word of God，
就系祈祷、禁食同埋上帝嘅话语。
In 2 Corinthians 10:4, Paul said。
在哥林多后书的10:4里面，保罗就指出一件事。
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
我们征战的武器呢，就本来不是属于血气的。
What does it mean that our weapons are not carnal?
什么叫做不属于血气的兵器呢？
Because we do not battle with flesh and blood.
因为我们不是同一啲嘅肉体，唔系同一啲血气去打仗。
We battle with Satan himself, who is in the heavenlies.
我哋系同撒旦打仗，但系撒旦系属于天空，系属于灵界噶。
When David completed his victory over Goliath,
咁当呢一个嘅大卫啊，去打赢咗哥利亚之后
，He used Goliath's own sword.
大卫系用哥利亚自己嗰把。剑去杀咗佢。
And I want you to remember something very, very important.
咁喺度咧，希望你能够记住一个非常重要嘅教训。
Every giant that faces you,
每一个你遭遇嘅巨人啊
，There is something in every problem that faces you that can defeat that problem.
喺每一个嘅问题当中，总有啲成分就系话到你可以利用嚟解决呢一个问题噶。
Ask God and He will show it to you.
你只要求问上帝，上帝就会话俾你知。
When the enemy comes after you,
当你嘅敌人嚟攻击你嘅时候
，falsely accuses you,
当你嘅敌人嚟诽谤你嘅时候
，and intimidates you,
当你嘅敌人嚟恐吓你嘅时候
，don't relent.
我哋唔需要去惊。
Do some name calling.
我哋只需要向上帝呼求
，Call upon the name that is above every name。
我哋只需要呼求超乎万名之上嘅上主嘅名字。
How many of us remembers in the midst of a problem to say, Jesus, your name is power？
你哋当中有几多人喺遇到问题嘅时候会话主啊，你嘅名字大有能力啊？
Give me that power so I can have victory.
求你赐俾我嗰种能力，让我能够得胜啦。你哋有几多人咁样讲呢
？According to Psalm 8:3,
根据诗篇第八篇第三节嗰度讲
，The heaven is the work of His fingers.
天啊，系上帝嘅手指去做噶。
The moon and the stars He ordered.
月亮星宿系佢所陈设噶。
And God said, "Because you call upon my name,"
上帝话因为你求告我嘅名
，because you trusted me，
因为你相信我
，because you have come under the blood of my son，
因为你嚟到我嘅爱子嘅宝血嘅遮盖之下
，I'm going to give you the victory now，
我必定会让你得着真正嘅胜利。
Psalm 8 verse 5 says,
好，去到诗篇嘅第八篇第五节里面。
The man or the woman of God is crowned with glory and honor.
上帝赐俾佢所做嘅人系用荣耀同埋尊贵为冠冕。
Only sin makes us lose that crown.
但系罪却系让我哋失去呢一个荣耀嘅冠冕。
And if you understand your place in the family of God,
如果你知道自己喺上帝嘅家里面嘅地位，
the place of honor that God wants you to have,
如果你知道上帝俾你嘅荣耀嘅地位，
you would not live one moment a defeated life.
你就唔会过任何一刻嘅失败嘅生活。
Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
耶和华我哋嘅上帝啊，你嘅名喺全地何其美。
If you have no giants to fight in your life,
如果你喺生命当中并冇巨人要克服嘅话，
and you say the devil is not bothering me,
跟住你可能话魔鬼都冇嚟搅扰你，
it could be because you are not doing anything to disturb Satan.
呢个系可能你根本冇做过任何事系能够让魔鬼烦恼。
Winston Churchill once said,
英国嘅首相丘吉尔曾经讲过，
There is nothing more exhilarating than when the enemy shoots at you with no results.
能够避开敌人的攻击是最令人兴奋的事。
The power of God's majestic name makes every demon in hell tremble with fear.
上帝的名字是让地狱里面所有的魔鬼颠倒。
And we have that name.
而我们呢，就拥有了这个的名字可以得胜。
Listen to the names of God.
好，让我们去听下上帝有哪几个名字。
He is Jehovah Jireh, God the Provider.
他就是耶和华以勒，就是代表上帝必定预备。
He is Jehovah Rapha, God the Healer.
他就是耶和华拉法，就是讲到上帝必定医治。
He is Jehovah Shalom, God our Peace.
耶和华沙龙，就是说上帝必定赐下平安。
He is Jehovah Nissi, God our banner.
耶和华尼西就是讲到上帝是我们的旗帜，为我们征战。
He is Jehovah Shammah, the God who's always there.
耶和华沙马就是指到他是永在的上帝。
Call upon the name of the Lord.
在这里让我们一起去呼求上主的圣名。
And he will show you his hand in special way.
他一定会用独特的方式伸手来帮助你。
For he is my rock.
因为他是我们的磐石。
He is my fortress.
他是我们的山寨。
He is my strength.
他是我们的力量。
He is my shepherd.
他是我们的牧者。
He is the great I am.
他就是伟大的自有永有者。
He is not only the great I will be.
He is not单单未来伟大的上帝。
He's not only the great I was.
He is not单单过去伟大的上帝。
He is the great I am right now.
He is the great I am right now.
And he is ready to give me the victory right now.
而在这一刻，他就要让我们得胜。
If I come under his cover.
但是前提是什么呢？就是我们要去寻求他的庇护。
In verse 2,
好，去到第二节了。
He tells us that through the power of praise,
诗人告诉我们要借着赞美的力量，
we can conquer the enemy and have victory.
我们就能够战胜仇敌。
My listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully.
好，各位亲爱的听众朋友，希望你能够仔细去听清楚。
There is nothing that comes out of your mouth that is neutral.
从你口里面所讲的嘢，根本冇一句嘢系中立噶。
Did you know that?
你明唔明白我所讲嘅系乜嘢？
When you say this is a bad day,
当你话今日真系好差，
you are speaking a prediction of the quality of that day.
你就喺度预言紧今日成日都会过得差。
When you say, I want to die,
当你说我想死啊,
you are not making a neutral statement.
你并唔系讲紧一件无关痛痒嘅事噃。
You are literally inviting the spirit of death to come into your life.
你咁样就系叫紧死亡系去到你嘅生命当中。
When you call your son or your daughter stupid,
当你话你嘅仔女白痴低能嘅时候。
You are literally cursing your son or your daughter's ability to learn.
你喺度咒坐紧佢嘅学习能力啊。
When you tell your daughter that she will not amount to anything,
当你对你嘅女话你成世都冇出息噶啦。
You are literally cursing the future of your daughter.
你其实系咒坐紧佢嘅未来。
Parents, listen to me, especially fathers.
各位为人父母嘅，特别系做爸爸嘅，希望你能够仔细去听。
We are called by God to bless our children, not to curse them.
上帝呼召我哋去祝福我哋嘅子女，而唔系去咒坐佢哋。
In verse 2 of Psalm 8, it says,
喺诗篇第八篇嘅第二节里面讲嘅系乜嘢呢？
From the lips of the children and infants, you have ordained praise.
系从婴孩同埋饮奶嘅人嘅口里面啊，佢建立咗能力。
Why?
点解上帝要咁样做呢？
The answer is in the last phrase in that same verse.
原来个答案就喺呢一节嘅前半句啊。
Because of your enemies.
个答案就系话到因为仇敌嘅缘故。
What about them?
咁究竟佢哋系点样啊？
To silence the foe and the avenger.
就系会让到仇敌同埋报仇嘅闭口无言。
Who is the avenger?
咁究竟边个系报仇嗰个呢？
Satan himself.
原来撒旦自己就系报仇嗰个。
Hear me right, please.
咁喺呢一度咧，系究竟上帝同我哋讲紧乜嘢呢？原来就系讲紧一样嘢。
David is telling us how to conquer Satan.
大卫要话俾我哋听系点样战胜魔鬼撒旦。
And you conquer Satan with your mouth.
原来你可以用你的口打赢撒旦的噃。
Who are the babes?
边个系嗰个嘅婴孩呢
？They are the Christians.
原来嗰个婴孩就系基督徒。
The followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
佢哋就系主耶稣基督嘅门徒啦。
In fact, in Matthew 21:16,
好，咁让我哋睇下马太福音第二十一章第十六节。
Jesus quoted this very verse.
原来耶稣基督自己都讲过上面嗰段嘅经文。
Out of the mouths of babes and suckling, you perfected praise.
佢话你从婴孩同埋饮奶嘅人嘅口里面完全咗嗰啲赞美嘅说话。
The way you supernaturally defeat Satan.
我哋究竟点样先可以喺属灵嘅征战里面打败魔鬼撒旦呢？
The way you have victory in your life and your family and your business.
我哋点样先至可以喺生活、家庭同埋工作里面得胜呢？
The way you have victory over sin.
我哋点样先可以战胜罪恶呢？
Is by praising God.
原来就系要赞美上帝。
Put the praise of God in your mouth.
要将赞美上帝嘅说话时常放喺你嘅口中。
So that you may stop the avenger.
咁样做你就能够去让报仇嘅人闭口。
You have the secret.
好，你而家知道个秘诀啦。
Let the power and strength of God's people be perfected in praise.
你就应该让那些上帝的子民在对上帝的赞美当中获得力量，得到完全。
Neutralize and defeat the forces of hell.
并且能够打败地狱的力量。
Satan cannot intimidate you when your mouth is filled with praise.
其实当你的口里面充满赞美的时候，撒旦就不能够去威胁你。
He cannot get anywhere near you.
佢唔能够去靠近你啊，甚至
David won the victory over Goliath because he knew God's anointing.
大卫打败了哥利亚，因为呢，他知道大卫就是上帝所高立的。
Because God empowered him.
而借此呢，上帝就赐给他力量。
But David had to play a part.
但是你不要以为大卫没事做，大卫都有他应该完成的责任的。
He had to trust God.
大卫他的工作就是要信靠上帝。
He had to pick the stones and put them in the slingshot.
他必须揀选一块的石头放在基岩里面。
He had to swing the slingshot.
然后揈那个的头石那个的皮的粒，跟着就钉个石头出去。
Because I believe every miracle has two parts.
我相信呢，其实每一个神迹都包括两部分的。
God's part.
当然包括上帝那一部分啦。
And your part.
同埋你那一部分。
You have a part in working for the kingdom of God.
你在建立上帝国度的工作里面是有一份的责任的。
You have to find the spiritual stones and load them in the spiritual slingshot.
你要有属灵的石头啊，并且必须将它放在你那个属灵的基岩里面。
And then you swing it and let God take care of the stone.
然后你钉出来，跟着上帝就会控制块石头。
And then proclaim that you are coming in the name of the Lord of Hosts.
你当然亦都要宣告你是靠着万军的耶和华的名来的。
And God will grant you victory.
而上帝一定会让你得胜。
I am sure of it.
其实对此呢，我深信不疑的。
And then write to us and tell us about how God has given you victory over Satan and sin.
如果上帝曾经帮助过你打赢撒旦和罪的话，请你写信话给我们听。
I know that sometimes when you hear people speaking to you on the radio,
其实我知道呢，当你有些时候收听电台节目的时候呢，
you think that there are people who have no problems.
你就会觉得，唉，你们都不明白，你们都没有遇过这样的问题。
And they do not know how to struggle like you are struggling.
其实啊，你都唔明白我哋有几多嘅挣扎。
That is not true.
但系喺度呢，我想话俾你听，事实并唔系咁样噶。
In fact, many of these messages come from the experience of struggle.
其实我哋所分享嘅信息咧，好多都系嚟自我哋曾经有过嘅挣扎。
And what we share with you comes from our experience.
而我哋同你分享嘅嘢咧，亦都系我哋曾经有过嘅经历。
Of how to have victory in the name of Jesus.
呢一个系我哋嘅亲身经历，仲系叫我哋点样去依靠耶稣基督嘅圣名而得胜。
Because the Apostle Paul said that sin is easily surrounding us.
使徒保罗话过俾我哋听，我哋好容易被罪恶去包围。
And therefore, we know that our weapons are not carnal.
因此，我哋知道呢，我哋嘅兵器并唔系属血气嘅。
I remember one time I was going through a difficult time in my life.
我曾经记得过呢，有一次我经历过一个人生好痛苦的一段时间。
And I have learned how to call upon the name of the Lord.
而在这一段的时间当中，我就学习了怎样呼求上主的名。
And I have experienced firsthand that victory that comes from praising the name of the Lord.
我亦都亲身经历到胜利是来自我哋赞美上主嘅名字。
And I want to share with you right now a special prayer for you, just for you, to have victory over sin.
在这里我想和你分享一个祷告，是单单为你的祷告。这个祷告是能够帮助你战胜罪恶的。
Whatever that sin may be,
无论你所面对的罪是什么，
whether it's hatred,
无论这个罪是不是仇恨，
or envy,
是不是妒忌，
or jealousy,
是不是怨恨，
or fear,
是不是恐惧
or worry,
或者是忧虑
whatever it may be,
无论你面对的罪是什么都好，
God will give you the victory now,
上帝都会让你获胜，是现在就获到胜利。
I want to pray just for you.
好，在这里我想为你，单单为你去祈祷。
Lord Jesus Christ,
让我们一起去祈祷，主耶稣啊，
in that mighty name that you have,
你有着那个得胜的名字，
I come to you,
我奉这个名字来到你的面前，
I pray for all my friends who are listening right now,
我为到所有听着这个节目的朋友去祈祷。
Especially those who are bedeviled by sin and temptation.
特别是面对着罪恶和试探诱惑的朋友去祈祷。
Those who have not yet learned how to take victory over sin and Satan.
我为到那些仍然未懂得怎样是胜过罪恶、胜过诱惑的人去祈祷。
I pray that you will teach them how to call upon the name of Jesus.
求你教导他们懂得怎样去呼求你，就是呼求耶稣基督的名。
And how to appropriate the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
亦都求你帮助他们懂得怎样去倚靠耶稣基督的圣体宝血。
Just like your people of all ages.
就好像你很多很多历世历代的人一样。
Who have learned to have victory.Through the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb.
求你帮助他们都懂得怎样好像这些历世历代的人一样靠着他们的见证和耶稣基督的宝血而获得胜利。
For I ask all of this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求，阿们。各位弟兄姊妹，如果你想同我哋分享你点样去克服罪恶、得着胜利嘅经历嘅话，欢迎你随时写信嚟到俾我哋。我哋嘅地址系香港九龙大友街一号十楼，大小嘅大，有冇嘅有，大友街一号十楼，或者电邮系 liangyou@liangyou.net。就是良友的汉语拼音了。如果你想写信来到，记得写上是你找天路导向的万峰或者麦克牧师，这样我们就会收到你的来信并且尽快回复的了。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，让你时常克服罪恶，得着胜利。再见。